Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Time now for another adventure with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into an hour's discussion. We say this when we start every week. Let's see if we can get beyond COVID. Well, we keep our fingers crossed, but there's so much information and things that need to be disseminated, and fact from fiction and phony from Fauci and whatever else is going on. So let's get, what do you call the Center for Disease Confusion? Is that your new name for the CDC?
No, I heard CDC. One of my patients this week call it Center for Disease Confusion. Mm-hmm. And they have
stinks.
Just have to get their signaling clearer. And they even admit it. The head of the CDC said that their messaging has been unclear. And, you know, in all fairness to them, they've got a disease that is constantly changing. But people outside of medicine don't quite grasp that. You know, COVID-19, yeah. It's a disease. And the CDC has to be more careful about making people understand that how things are changing. And that's why every day they give out different information, because when they don't do that, people do look at it as the Center for Disease Confusion. And one of my patients told me that this week, and I laughed really hard. I thought it was.
Yeah, it's good. Right.
And CDC realized it. There was a statement by their head this week about being more clear in their messaging.
Let's see if we can figure that out, or let's see if we can encourage them to do that. Dr. Ken runs Lake Cardiology down in Mondura, Florida, locally, regionally, nationally, internationally. He's well-known, very competent and award-winning cardiologist, but he's really good. I love to have him go through my body top. That didn't sound right, but you know what I mean. Top to bottom, good exam, thorough understanding of what all of the kind of rules are when it comes to big-time medicine. COVID has overwhelmed us for hours, weeks, months, years now. So we have some other COVID information, starting out with the evidence or lack thereof of COVID-19 being transmitted by breast milk. There's all of this stuff. I was talking on the DJV program, Ken, about an episode of Chicago Med. And part of the plot was a woman being pregnant, about to give birth, going to have a C-section. She needs a blood transfusion. She doesn't want it because she doesn't want anybody's blood in her body that's had a vaccine. She says the doctors are all lying about the poison. That was part of the plot on Chicago Med. And at the end, it wasn't, I mean, you talk about heavy-handedness. At the end, the woman dies. And the clear message is, if you don't get your shots, you're going to die. And so anyway, I thought that was an interesting play on what the reality is at the moment. So in terms of pregnancy and breastfeeding a child, what are you finding here? What's the advice?
Well, hopefully this is the end, and it will be peace of mind for all those who are trying to lend their bodies to their newborn, because it is so important for bonding, for good nutrition, for immune optimization. There's just so many good reasons to breastfeed. And COVID-19 should not get in the way. There was a very good study reported, published this week in Pediatric Research, demonstrating, Doug, that COVID-19 is not spread in the breast milk. So, mom, please be reassured, continue to breastfeed, and don't even think about it.
Right. And what about being pregnant? Let's go one step further or one step back to worrying about getting pregnant. Should you have a shot before you get pregnant? Should you have a shot while you're pregnant? Should you wait until after you have the baby to get a shot? What's the recommendation?
Being pregnant is a high-risk state for getting severe COVID-19. So if you are thinking about getting pregnant, you really want to get immunized so that you don't end up in the hospital with severe COVID-19 and not make it. And you don't want to pass it along to the baby. If you find out that you are pregnant unexpectedly and you didn't get the vaccine beforehand, There's plenty of studies that have proven you can still get vaccinated, and the risks of vaccination while pregnant are definitely less than the risks of being unvaccinated and being pregnant. And again, the big picture, the reason why this is a big deal is because, don't ask me why, but one of the significant risk factors for getting severe COVID-19, remember, severe COVID is the one where you end up in the hospital, you can't breathe, mm-hmm. the one that you don't often live through. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. But just needing to be admitted to the hospital, that's what severe COVID-19 is all about. One of the risk factors for doing that is being pregnant.
Really? Okay, so that's good to know. Keep that in your mind. Asking Dr. Ken comes up later in the hour. Questions specifically about, you know, specific things that we're confronting here and there. 1 in 10 people with COVID remain infectious beyond their 10-day bout with it. Is that, are we talking about Omicron, or are we talking about just COVID in general?
Well, this is a study that was just reported this week. And I looked through that study trying to see whether they subtyped it, and I could not find that they subtyped it. So it's a little hard to know that the answer to that question. So this probably was done. The study was probably done before November. This being right now towards the nearing the end of January, but mm-hmm. there could have been overlap, and that's a very good question. I asked the same thing. But nevertheless, this study showed that they reported in their study that 1 in 10 people after 10 days were still infected. The reason why this is important is because they were trying out a new test that is not yet available but is coming soon, which tests you to see whether the COVID-19 in your body is infectious. Because the test that we're all familiar about that has the highest sensitivity looks at the particles, not the intact virus that can infect other people. And you can be positive and just have particles on you for many months. But when you have just particles that are fragments of viruses, they're not going to infect anybody, they're not going to spread to anybody, they're not going to keep you sick. When you have intact virus, that can spread to others, that continue to make you sick. That's why I recommend right now, the best thing to do is to get a rapid test. It's a little less sensitive after you know you have COVID, before you go out into civilization. And the CDC is not yet recommending that because I think in their mind there aren't enough of them. But I think that that's the best thing to do. That once you know you're positive so that you don't go back and infect everybody, just get a rapid test to make sure you're negative. It won't be as sensitive as the PCR. The PCR can be positive for a few months because it's just picking up fragments.
All right. So it's so individualized. I think that's kind of the thing. It depends on what's going on in your blood, your chemistry, that sort of thing. One size does not fit all. Dr. Ken here. I'm Doug Steffen. Coming up, do face masks make men more attractive? We'll find out the answer to that after we spend some time talking about you, your health, your weight, and how to keep it off once you have lost it. Calitrin has been supporting weight loss for almost 25 years now. You can read all about it. I feel like one of those town criers. Hear ye, read all about it, hear all about it. Well, listen carefully to some of the things I give you in terms of tips, but if you really are curious to figure out how it can impact you, go to toploss.com. If you're ready to transform your life, if you have gotten onto an exercise program, a diet program, whatever it is to lose the weight, you need to keep it off after you do all that work. Joe, listening in Charleston, South Carolina, said, I've been taking Calitrin for quite a while now, and I'll tell you, I've had 2 heart attacks. I have bone-on-bone arthritis, and I knew I needed to do something. I heard the ad on the radio program. last Saturday. I have absolutely no regrets about getting on to the program. I have lost 30 pounds, and it has helped. It's all on Calitrin. So you can read that story and so many more that are verified by the folks at Calitrin. Shop there to get the supplementation you need to keep the weight off. This is an all-natural product, no drugs, no, there's nothing in it that's bad. It's all good for you, no matter what. Helps your body in so many different ways. So check it all out and get that support you need to keep the weight off. That's the most important thing once you do all that work. The New Year, New You program, you can have that if you use the DJV code, plus free shipping at toploss.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found out that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Okay, so is it true, Dr. Ken, that face masks may make men more attractive?
Before I answer that, can I just clarify one little thing about testing? About testing for COVID, and then I'll talk about the attractiveness of face masks. And just the gold standard for testing to see if you have COVID-19 is the PCR test. The PCR test is beneficial because it's so sensitive. It can pick up parts of the virus much better than any of the other tests. So if you want to figure out you're not sure if you have COVID-19, the best test is the PCR test. But once you know you have COVID-19, the PCR becomes less helpful because it's so sensitive. It will be positive if you are carrying fragments of the virus. The virus is destroyed, and you can have fragments of the virus. They're not infectious. They won't cause disease for several months. And you want to get back into your life and just know whether you have infectious particles. That's where getting one of these less sensitive tests, the rapid home test, is so much more effective.
I don't think the average person knows the difference between one and the other. I think they're very frustrated because they can't find the test to have at home. You can't buy them anywhere. You can't make an appointment to get one at a drugstore. It's frustrating to all get out.
It really is.
So, you know, you can explain the difference, but if you can't practically get at them, it's even more frustrating. Coming up in a matter, well, we got to get to the face masks and men making them more attractive. Also, the question about places where you catch COVID. As we highlight more information about this national problem, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen. This is DJV Health.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Ken Kronhaus from his clinic, Lake Cardiology. You can find Ken. You can, well, it's not that he's lost. he's right there. But you can find him by either going to visit him at Lake Cardiology or you get the telemedicine Zoom connection if you'd like. You have to start by connecting to the office, and you can do that by dialing 352-735-1400. I know because we're carried on a lot of stations in Florida that aren't far from you, that people take that number to heart, and lots of folks take advantage of Ken and his ability to use his mind. He has a facile mind, and so when he looks at all the data and says, okay, this is what you need to do, you pay attention to him. 352-735-1400 for Dr. Ken at Lake Cardiology. Okay, let's get to the bottom of whether or not face masks. I'm sitting here proudly smiling. I'll put my face mask on if it'll make me more attractive. Will it?
Well, hopefully something will make us more attractive because we also learned this week that half of us gained weight during the first year of COVID-19, yeah, which is not sure good. But also out this week in the medical journal Cognitive Research Principles and Implications, Doug, is the fact that apparently when you test and you ask women who the most attractive men are, apparently men who are wearing face masks appear more attractive. Don't shoot the messenger here. And interestingly, the ones who appear the most sexy are the ones who are wearing the blue masks. Again,
really?
I'm just reporting the data. Mm-hmm. And I don't know whether it's because that's what people associate healthcare workers with. Most healthcare workers wear the blue color.
Yeah. But the N95s are supposed to be the best, and they're white, right?
Well, best for protection, not for appearing sexy.
Okay. I heard the message there. Thank you. The Israelis apparently are still in first position when it comes to doing research on the COVID's vaccines. I'm talking about the different variants in COVID and the vaccines and so forth. And they have suggested that the fourth dose is not good enough against Omicron yet. So what do you make of that? And because we both, you know, we're always talking about the Israelis being on the cutting edge here. According to a professor at Tel Aviv University, the vaccine which was very effective against the previous strains, is less effective against Omicron. So says this professor. So what do you make of that?
The Israelis made a lot of news. The Israelis are extremely sharp about all this, and they are on the cutting edge. And yes, they made two important comments. One is that a fourth vaccine, another booster, getting a total of four of the mRNA that we have right now, doesn't seem to provide any additional benefit at preventing Omicron. That's number one. But the other thing they said about Omicron is that getting natural immunity, the immune stimulation from natural immunity is better than the immune stimulation from the vaccines. Really? And that has been the big controversy here, that we don't even recognize natural immunity. They're not recommending that you wait till you get this immune stimulation from natural immunity, because you could not survive that gap of time. That's not the safest way to go, but interestingly, the most effective way to stimulate your immune system to protect you is by natural immunity. And the Israelis made that news this week also.
Well, we've all been talking about that. Eating well, taking certain vitamins and supplements, vitamin C, echinacea, golden seal, zinc, that sort of thing. And eating the right foods, which is something you talk about all the time. So heed Dr. Ken's advice. Ken Kronos with Doug Steffen on this week's DJV Health.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is clarifying some comments that he made on Wednesday. He now is stressing that there will be consequences if Russian President Vladimir Putin moves his troops into Ukraine.
Any assembled Russian units move across the Ukrainian border, that is an invasion. But it will be met with severe and coordinated economic response that I've discussed in detail with our allies.
These comments come just one day before Secretary of State Antony Blinken's meeting on Friday with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. They're hoping to diffuse tensions. Another winter storm is heading into parts of the southeast and mid-Atlantic. Forecasters say major travel disruptions along portions of Interstate 85 and 95 in Virginia and the Carolinas will be affected. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
With the Winter Olympics getting ready to start in about 2 weeks, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden isn't worried about the athletes going to China.
We work closely with the U.S. Olympic Committee. The athletes are going. The president's looking forward to cheering. I'm a bit Olympic success obsessed myself, and I'm looking forward to cheering for them as well from home.
She made the comments on Fox. Officials are advising American athletes, though, to leave their personal electronics at home and use burner phones to avoid being tracked by the Chinese government. The NCAA has made some major changes about their rules for transgender people.
The NCAA Board of Governors changed its policy regarding transgender athletes that started yesterday. The new approach to allowing transgender athletes will follow a sport-by-sport model similarly adopted by the U.S. and International Olympic Committees. The NCAA said if there was no international federation policy, then the previously established IOC policy criteria would be followed. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Adele has posted on social media that she's postponing her residency at Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas.
I'm so sorry, but my show ain't ready. We've tried absolutely everything that we can to put it together in time.
She says that delivery delays and COVID-19 are the cause. She also promised that all the dates would be rescheduled in the future. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Second half hour of this week's DJV Health with Dr. Ken. There are 2 hours, Dr. Jack Stockwell in 1 hour, Dr. Ken Kronos in another hour, and we are into the COVID scenario big time. I noticed that our friend Dr. Fauci from the Center of, he's actually not at the Center for Disease Confusion. He works for the NIH, doesn't he?
Correct.
He's
yes.
The president's big advisor. Anyway, he supposedly is our top expert on infectious diseases. And he's been strumming a negative song this week about yet another worst-case scenario for this year. In the interview that I saw, he said, if we don't meet certain parameters, like the end of the world, that's not really what he's saying, but he paints a pessimistic picture of, you know, there are certain things that could happen and would happen. You know, I don't know. I'm not a doomsdayer. I don't believe that that's the best way to get people involved in this. I just think plain old education, not scaring people, not feeding them full of fear, but the education process. And that's kind of what we, not if I stick out my chest here, Ken, and say, well, aren't we great guys? But that's what we stick to here. That's what this hour, that's what this is all about with Ken, the research that's been done. And you can say, well, this research counters that research. And yeah, I suppose. But at any rate, I'm kind of tired of listening to Fauci, frankly. And I don't have a question, so you can comment, and then we can move on. But he keeps making the case for everybody being controlled by government programs. Not a big fan of that.
I don't think I have anything to add.
Okay. Yeah, there we go. If you can't say, your mother said, if you can't say something nice, then don't say anything at all. All right, next up. Most likely to catch COVID. There's a new study that highlights high-risk locations like the movie theater, the gym, classrooms, all places that we all go, your car if you're in it with somebody else. This is a Miami Herald story from this week. So, so what? What are you going to get out of this? Unless we shut ourselves down again, and the public is not going to allow that no matter what. There are even, you know, the mask mandates that are going on right now seem to be not particularly well. They're well thought out by people, but they're not well received. So there's a lot of resistance to that. What do you think? What do you not do? You go to the gym, right? You go three or four times a week to the gym. You worried? Well, you wear a mask.
I do go to the gym. I think we have to learn in 2022 how to live with COVID. Okay. And we need to get back to our lives, but we just have to make some accommodations. And I think once we get through March, things are going to change. I think we're still going to see a spike in death. You know, there's still 1,800 people in America dying a day currently on average, and that's horrible. It's very sad. And I think that with this huge spike in illness, the deaths come out a few weeks later. And I think going through February, we're going to see another spike in deaths from Omicron. But then in March, come March, I think we're going to see the end of, this thing is going to become an endemic where just like the flu is, it becomes an illness, but we know how to live with it and we can get our lives back. And I think that's where this is all headed come
March.
So
do we permanently wear a mask at the gym? Do we permanently wear a mask at the movie theater? Do we permanently wear masks in closed quarters?
Well, permanently is a long time. Yeah. And I think that we don't know that this is an answer that needs to be individualized. And you need to look at your own risk of getting severe COVID-19. Now, if you've had all these vaccines and you've had the disease yourself and you have natural immunity and there are no more variants coming, your likelihood of getting this is extremely low. Yeah. And whereas if you're over 65, obese, diabetes, heart disease, asthma,
you're dying anyway.
And
right?
You might be, but you may not want to go at 66.
That's true.
And that person may want to wear a mask for a while until it's clear that it's really gone. So it really depends on the person. This is an indoor virus. When you're outside, you're outside, you don't have to worry about it. But when you're inside, that's when you have to be concerned. You have to ask yourself, do I need a mask? If you're around people and you don't know their status and you're at significant risk of getting severe COVID, then you need to wear a mask. And also the vaccines, I don't want to get on the platform here, but there's no doubt that the vaccines, they don't prevent real well getting Omicron. Remember, there's different variants, but what they do help is prevent you from dying from Omicron. And Omicron is a killer. And it's definitely much more milder disease than Delta or Alpha, all these other variants. But it's so much more contagious, so you get so many more people with it. And just about everybody, if not everybody, eventually is going to get Omicron. That's how contagious it is. And, you just don't want to be one of the people who doesn't wake up from it.
Well, there are a lot of people who are trying to get sick. I noticed there was a singer in Czechoslovakia that has been written about, an anti-vaxxer. She died yesterday after intentionally catching COVID in an attempt to get the antibodies.
As I said earlier in the show, that's not a safe thing to do. That's not you great immunity, but you're putting yourself in risk. It's not a safe way to progress. If you do get, if you do get natural immunity, it's going to be great immunity, but don't go looking for it.
Last week or whenever we were talking about it, I think it was, I'm sure it was off the air in one of our calls, I think you said to me, you think I've had COVID and I didn't know it.
That was definitely a possibility.
Yeah, right. And maybe, that week that I drove back from California in March of 2020, it was looking like California's going to close down and I was going to get caught there. So that very day, I think it was after we recorded our program, I packed up my stuff, put the dog in the car, and drove back home. And on the way, I didn't feel well at all. I could feel a fever. I was coughing. But I was not around anybody, so I didn't make any
difference. And that was with the original variant. That was in alpha days.
Right. It was at the beginning. Very much at the beginning.
Right. March, April of 2020.
Yeah, right. I mean, I didn't feel well at all. I stayed because there was nobody on the road. It was really quite a peaceful trip. There was nobody in any restaurants. There was nobody in the hotels. It was like I was the only man on the planet. And so I didn't risk giving it, but I didn't want to admit to myself maybe that I'd had it because it didn't seem that I was as sick as a lot of other people were. But
that's
not
something you normally have. That's an unusual element for you.
Yeah, it is. Yep, it really was. Dr. Ken Cronhaus, don't forget about our weekly DJV Health Download, the podcast focusing on our discussions each week, including the most recent one where we talk about men 75 and older, why aren't they giving prostate exams anymore? It was a little chuckle with that conversation. Also, certainly a lot of information on COVID every week. We're trying to keep you up to date on what it does, how it attacks your system, that sort of thing. So most of our focus, unfortunately or fortunately, comes into that. It comes from that source. The source is COVID, and what do we do about it? Dr. Ken, also on this podcast, talks about the compatibility of organs in pigs being used for human transplants. That was a big conversation. And if you're listening to the podcast, we also include the conversation I had with Dr. Ken's daughter, Amanda, who is promoting a weight loss program that she's involved in that helps maintain healthy weight. So all of that very important information is at the DJV Health Show podcast, djvhealthshow.com, available free wherever you get your podcasts.
I heard the call to serve, so I answered. I earned a title and discovered my purpose. I found belonging, an unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together in defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me. I will always uplift and support my country and my community. Because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. Always Marine.
Make 2022 your year to glow at Ulta Beauty's Love Your Skin event, happening now. Upgrade your skincare routine and discover your healthiest skin yet with up to 50% off daily beauty steals from faves like Tula, First Aid Beauty, and Clarins. Feel your best with a skincare routine made just for you. But hurry, this event ends January 22nd. Shop in-store, online, or try curbside pickup today. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
New year, new look. Nothing says fresh start like a clean-shaven face, a perfectly touched-up beard, or a handsome mustache. However you shave, there's nothing better than saving money all year long. And with cartridge refills as low as $2 each, a steady supply of high-quality razors from Harry's will help you spend less to look your best. So go to harrys.com now and use code FRESH22 to check out a starter set with razor, handle, shave gel, and travel cover for just $3.
Back with Dr. Ken Cronhaus, Doug Steffen, with the latest COVID conversations. There is a genetic link I saw this weekend that I wanted to quiz you about that finds for COVID-19, smell and taste loss is dependent on what your DNA is. And also, one step further, I had a conversation with somebody in Salt Lake where I was last weekend who had had COVID a year and a half ago. He still didn't have his smell and his taste back. So I wonder, Isn't that all chemical? And, you know, because people wonder sometimes, why does the vaccine or why does anything react differently in your body than somebody else's? It's because we all have our own independent cellular makeup and chemistry. Yes?
Exactly. What these scientists are talking about, what you're referring to, is there's a olfactory center. That, you know, we have a big name in medicine for everything, but that's the smell center, the center that determines how, you know, how we smell things. And apparently there are genes that code for, just like everything in the body, specifically for the olfactory center of the body. And apparently if you have certain types of genes in that area, it makes you more susceptible for the COVID-19 variants taking away your smell. But very important, Omicron does not do that. That was really Alpha, the original strain, and Delta, which was extremely more famous for taking away smell. But the Omicron doesn't seem to do that in anyone. Do you know anyone who's had Omicron who lost their taste
not
or smell?
One.
It doesn't seem to do that.
Yes. Yeah, right. Exactly. Okay. So something not to
Old
sweat.
News.
Yep.
Old news.
Now, the focus on diabetes and COVID has been something we've talked about since the very beginning. More recently, we talked about the spikes that were engineered into the virus that sticks to fat. Not all people have diabetes or fat, but it's part of the consideration. But now comes a concern about risk for children who might get diabetes after COVID. Why would that be? I guess I would. Why would children be more susceptible to getting diabetes after they were exposed to what they call SARS-CoV-2, which is what COVID-19 is, right?
Well, you're looking at a study that showed why it's important to vaccinate children, because apparently there is this link that later on that it increases their risk of getting diabetes. The reason why is not quite well understood, right. And it is an observation, and I could speculate from here to dawn, but there is this increased risk, and maybe we'll understand it at some point. Maybe there's some damage to the pancreas that occurs. Definitely, COVID causes clotting issues, circulation issues, and it may be damaging the pancreas. But this is an observation, but the exact mechanism is not really well understood.
You know, this is, I don't know whether I'd consider this to be a, whether it's a vaccine thing or, I'm looking at all of the companies that were requiring workers to be vaccinated, and now they are no longer requiring it, more because they can't hold on to workers, I guess. If you tell them you're fired and you don't, you know, if you don't get a vaccine and you don't want to get a vaccine, what are you going to do? Starbucks is the latest one to nix their vaccine mandate. So, you know, you wonder whether these people have come to a reality. It's not that it mandates, it's education. That's why we do what we do on this program, to educate people as to what's real, not to say, all right, you better do it or else, because that never works, right? With the human condition, never works.
No, it often only makes people do the opposite.
Yeah, right, exactly. Avoid it, which is not a good thing either. Listen to Dr. Ken. Eat your vegetables. Get a shot. Coming up, questions for Dr. Ken here on DJB Health.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Back at 53 past the hour now on the DJV program, DJV Health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida, to answer some questions. Number one, can Omicron cause long COVID? Do we have to go in again to explain what long COVID is? I suppose maybe a moment or two. That's just long. Go ahead.
Long COVID is a problem where the symptoms go beyond a month. And yes, there are issues. And in fact, there's a report this week with mild illness. People are having cognitive issues, difficulties remembering and thinking in a fraction of people, like 10%, even who have mild illness. So that's why it's a nice idea. You know, most of us are going to get this, but if you can avoid it, it's also a good idea, because we just don't yet know. It's not been around long enough. Remember, Omicron really has been only well identified since Thanksgiving this year. And so is there long COVID? It hasn't been around long enough to really study that yet in great detail. And we're learning that. And that's why most of us are going to get this, if not everyone. But if you can avoid it, you know, it's a good idea, because we just don't know the long-term effects of these things yet.
Right. No, that's for sure. All right. We were talking about in the previous discussion, and it's on the DJV Health podcast this week, the pig used for the heart valve, or I think, yeah, it was the heart valve.
For the whole heart.
Yeah. That's right, too, the heart valve and then the whole heart.
We've been using the heart valves for many, many years, but the news last week was that actually a whole pig heart was transplanted into a human, and that's really amazing, because, as we said, there's such a discrepancy between demand and supply. We just don't have enough hearts for all the people who very badly need them.
Well, so now comes the information that kidneys from a genetically altered pig have been implanted into a brain-dead person. And one was done at University of Alabama. They hope to start clinical trials with the kidney, and so apparently the family has given them, if you're brain-dead, that means the next step is pull the plug. So rather than pull the plug, they're going to work on this guy. The family has said, okay, you can use the body while he's still alive to see if the kidney, if the genetically altered pig kidney, will work in humans. What do you think?
Well, Right. That's a way, that's a model to test whether the proposal of using non-human parts can work in a human. And you don't want to, this might sound a bit rough to the people who are not involved, but this is this intermediate step that you need to do before you actually do it in humans, and you want to know what the potential outcome was. So this is the way to proceed to test it and do the research.
Yep. All right. Chris Everett has been sharing her story about her ovarian cancer diagnosis. The question is, how much of this is there in women, not only in America, women her age? She's 67. She got diagnosed last fall. So what kind of, this is something that we've not talked about. This is somebody who's very physically active most of her life, won all those titles. So now she got ovarian cancer. Is that hereditary?
Well, there's definitely a combination of environmental and also definitely DNA and inheritance in ovarian cancer. The problem with ovarian cancer is that often it develops, and when it's actually large is when we pick it up and it just doesn't get discovered. It's a, you know, we call it a silent killer because it just doesn't get large enough until we're aware of it. And I think good old Chris Everett, boy, you know, we're all contemporaries of hers at the age. What an amazing woman. You know, she grew up in Florida, amazing number one woman in tennis when she was, you know, in, younger for
teenage,
so many years.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, in her teenage, late teenage year, like somewhere about age 14 or 15, if I recall the history. And, yeah, she was diagnosed. I hear she's doing well, and she's just, as usual, spreading the word, trying to help out as much as she can. And it's just something, it's just a good reason to be checked and know your genes, because there are genes that dramatically, just like breast cancer, increase your risk of ovarian cancer.
Well, cervical cancer, I think, too, that kind of stuff. Don't ignore the signs. I think that's what Ken would tell you. Don't ignore the signs of the disease. Your body is talking to you, whispering, or however it's affecting you, you know it, and so don't let it, you know, need to know is need to find out. So don't let your body do stuff and not find out what's going on. I think that'd be Ken's advice and mine too. Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen here at 59 past the hour.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.